那我请那个 Daniel 给我们做一个等候神的见证好不好，需要 Nancy 帮他翻译一下。
大家好 ，Hello everybody.
大家好。
I'm sorry. I'll be sharing this testimony in English. My Chinese is not as good. 对不起，我中文不说得太好。
Very good.
谢谢 Nancy. 好，my name is Daniel, and I'm from San Diego, California. I'm originally from San Diego, California, and it may not look like it, but I'm 18 years old.
我的名字叫 Daniel 宋彤彤，我从 San Diego 圣地亚哥地方来，我十八岁。
And this is my experience. This is something that I've come across while learning, waiting upon God and in our life.
这是我要跟大家分享的，是我等候神的经历。
Now, when I was in elementary school, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
当我在幼稚园的时候，就被诊断出我有过动儿的倾向。
And it was really hard for me to sit down and focus on my studies throughout going through school.
从小我的学习就非常的有困难，因为我没有办法专心。
In the summer between my junior and senior year of high school, my mother introduced me to Pastor Grace's teachings about inner life, spiritual warfare, and waiting upon God.
在我高三升高四的那一年暑假，我妈妈介绍我进入内在生活，有赞美等候，还有赞美征战和等候神。
The first time I tried waiting upon God, I'll be very honest. It felt like I was sitting there for years when really it was only just 10 minutes.
我第一次等候神的时候，我必须非常诚实的说，我觉得好像过了千年，其实才十分钟而已。
I honestly really disliked it, and I felt it was.Rather pointless exercise just sitting there and somehow just magically receive God's glory.
我非常的不喜欢，我觉得说好像就坐在那边不知道等待什么，好像忽然间神的荣耀就会降下一样。
But my mom still loved me so much and persistently walked me through this waiting upon God.
但是我的妈妈因为太爱我了，所以坚持要我持续的跟她等候神。
So I started waiting upon God with my mother for about 10 to 15 minutes at a time.
所以我就继续的跟我妈妈一起等候神，每一次十到十五分钟。
It was definitely the longest 10 to 15 minutes of my life.
这真的是我每一次感受到最长的十到十五分钟。
But gradually, as I practiced more and more, 10 to 15 minutes gradually became 20 minutes.
但渐渐的，十到十五分钟变成二十分钟。
Then 20 minutes became 25 minutes.
20分钟变成25分钟。
Eventually, at the end of high school, I was able to wait upon God for much longer periods of time, and afterwards, I would feel this great peace come over me, and I would never get this kind of peace after having a really good night's sleep.
当我高中毕业的时候，我已经可以等候神25分钟以上。不止如此，我还可以感觉到很深的平安在我的里面。但是那并不是我好像睡觉睡很久以后就可以有的感受。
And also after waiting upon God, I noticed that my ADHD symptoms became less and less, and I was able to concentrate much better during school.
也因为我的等候神，我过动儿的倾向就越来越改善，然后我可以越来越多的专注在学习上。
I also noticed that if I spend some time, just maybe 5-10 minutes before a really critical exam, just waiting upon the Lord, I would actually do better on the exam if I didn't wait upon the Lord.
我后来也发现，如果我在一个考试之前，我花5到10分钟等候神，我考出来的成绩也非常的好。
This just shows how amazing the Lord is and how He wants to bless all of us when we are just willing to spend just some time out of our lives waiting upon Him.
这让我发现我们的神是多么的奇妙，他愿意这样子来祝福我们，纵使我们只花一点点的时间来等候他。
Eventually, I actually didn't or need to take a ADHD medication in order to focus on my schoolwork and get the tasks done anymore.
之后我就不需要再服用这些过动症倾向的药，我反而可以很好的学习，然后在功课上很专心。
And right now, participating in the Ignite program, I've been able to wait upon God a lot more, and the area that the Lord has been doing a lot of work in is how I view myself and my identity as well as my relationships with my friends, family, and acquaintances.
我现在在参加我们的 Ignite， 那我在这当中有很多等候神的机会，那借着这些机会，神更多的开启我的位分及我和我周围的人的一些关系。
In particular, there was this one session, one time when I was waiting upon the Lord, when the Lord just showed me this particular area of where my relationships with my family, particularly with my father.
有一次我在等候神的时候，神开启我和我父亲的关系。
And the Lord was basically just telling me that, Daniel, you need to understand that your father is not a perfect person, and just because he's not a perfect person doesn't give you the right to condemn him or judge him in any particular way.
有一次神就这样开启我说 Daniel, 你的爸爸并不是一个完美的人，但这并不是说你就可以这样子的来论断他。
I realized through waiting upon the Lord that the enemy has put a lot of lies within my head about my parents.Particularly my father.
接着我的等候神，我发现说，原来，以前仇敌常常放了很多谎言在我的里面，尤其是我和我家人的关系中，甚至是特别是针对我和我的父亲。
And recently, when I was reading the Word, I came across Hebrews 12. Towards the end of the chapter, it talks about how as sons of God, we receive God's discipline in the same way our fathers give us.That discipline as well.
我最近在等候神的时候，我读经的时候读到希伯来书第十二章，圣经上说到说，神所爱的他必管教，所以父亲同样也这样子管教我。
And when I read it, I found it very convicting because of how I viewed my father. And if this was my relationship with my earthly father, then how is my relationship with my heavenly father going to be any better?
我后来就发现说，我非常的被提醒，因为如果我是这样子的看我的父亲，那我看我这样的地上的父亲，那我跟我天上的父亲的关系会是如何？
And just gradually through waiting upon the Lord, it's just the views of my father used to be that whatever he did to correct me was out of a hateful heart rather than a loving heart.
我发现我以前以为说我父亲的管教是因为他不喜欢我，而不是因为他爱我。
And now my relationship with my parents has been much better. Like I speak with, I call them every other day, and just talk with them about how I'm doing here, and it's just been going great.
我和我父母亲的关系有很大的好转，我每几天就会跟他们讲电话，告诉他们说我在这边的生活。
And waiting upon God has also helped me with my relationship with my younger brother as well.
然后神也帮助了我和我弟弟的关系。
And older siblings probably know how it's like having a younger siblings in the house with you kind of thing. And And
身为家中的老大，在座的很多人应该知道这是什么样子的一个关系。
And waiting upon God has also helped me with my relationship with my own little brother, and how rather than just always trying to be just showing that I'm better than him, rather I should be the one supporting him and showing him acceptance.
接着等候神，我发现说，与其说我常常好像表现出我比我弟弟厉害，我应该是更多的来帮助他、接纳他。
Yes, waiting upon God definitely works. It's amazing.
是的，等候神真的是非常好，很有用。
Thank you, everyone.
谢谢大家。
感谢主哈，因为我上礼拜分享完那个Daniel 跟我讲说他也有 ADHD 哈，那我后来请他写见证给我，我蛮感动的，听到他。不只是他不需要再吃药，好，而且他接着等候神，神的荣光开始改变他，不只是不需要吃药，而且他跟他家人的关系都改变，好，他跟他家人的关系改变。那我今天会继续讲，好，其实我是要接着我上礼拜讲，上礼拜我特别讲到第三章，好，哥林多后书第三章， 上礼拜我特别讲到，我现在不会读仔细读这个经。